Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Okay, so like lots of Philly stuff. Dunk Mountain, where should we start? Bryce Harper, Castellanos, Nola, Snell. Where should we start? I'll let you decide.
All right. So I want to start with... That's a good question.
Hold on, I have something. No, I'm just kidding.
I want to start, because I really want to start with the Snell thing, but I also
I'm risking my life, bro. That's all I can think about. Just, you know, every time I hear Blake Snell's name, all I can think about is I'm risking my life, bro.
I thought about Ian Snell, but...
you are sick.
I'm just kidding. Not kidding.
It's a deep cut, Ian Snell.
All right, let's get the Blake Snell thing out of the way.
Okay.
I just think that losing Nola and replacing with Blake Snell is such a horrible idea. Like, it is just...
Tell us how you feel.
Such a horrible idea. And I know that this is also the same guy. Full disclosure, let's put our cards right on the table. I was the same guy that said, imagine giving 5 years, $100 million to Zach Wheeler. What mm-hmm. team is going to get, what dumb team is going to give mm-hmm. that contract to mm-hmm. Zach Wheeler? So, didn't age well.
No. But I mean, honestly, if we don't talk about it enough, maybe you're worth take. I mean,
yeah, no,
it's like
it.
Pretty high on the list.
In a series of podcasts of bad takes, that's right at the top. He goes five innings.
Yeah.
He only pitched 180 innings twice in his career, and this year happened to be a contract year.
Yeah.
So
I think his last nine starts, he went six innings or more, and that was pretty much like...
To try to get to the 180 inning thresholds to win them.
I guess so. While you say this, though, like, he might win his second Cy Young this year.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's Mickey, though.
It is Mickey.
Get the 200 innings.
It is Mickey. But, like, again, like, the list of two-time Cy Young winners, like, ain't that big.
Yeah. But it's, like, also... He just fluctuates so much too, where it's like he's a Cy Young winner. He's
out in three innings. He walked everyone on the team in three innings.
He's almost a four ERA. It's not even start to start. It seems like year to year. It's like either he's the best pitcher in the league or he's
a mess.
Average.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're getting. I don't love that he's having another Cy Young year heading into a contract year. I don't love that he doesn't pitch deep into the games, and I don't like that he walks the ballpark. I mean, he walks guys all the time. I mean, he's nasty. Like,
he's, so that's the thing. His high end is definitely higher
super
than
high end. But like, If I was banking on the next 5 years, like I think Snell gets five. Is that fair? Do you think he gets seven?
No.
Okay. So
no
I think,
way. I would be floored.
Okay. So I think he gets five. If you were asking me who would I rather pay for the next 5 years, Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery, I'd rather pay Jordan Montgomery.
Wow.
I'd rather
so
pay.
So I like Jordan Montgomery too a lot.
Next Lester.
That's a great take, actually. That's a good take. I mean, World Series winner, he's already got one. That's bold, though. I mean, because Snell's high end is really high. But I mean, the guy's going to win that, probably going to win the Cy Young this year.
But the high end, it's like, it's either high end or eh.
I know.
I'd rather just, I'd almost rather take a higher floor guy. The only.
Well, that's a Nola. I mean, no, that's Nola. Yeah. He'll just get more money, more years.
Yeah. I think Snell is enticing. And I think Snell, I understand the appeal of him. I just, to go from a guy who pitches 220 a year, not always the best. You know, did have a 4+ ERA this year.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. I mean, again, you know, what was it? You know, 2 weeks before the playoffs start, 3 weeks before the playoffs starts, like every single person in Philadelphia is like, bye-bye.
I know. So
don't let Thor hit you on the way out, Aaron.
I know.
And now it's like you can't lose him.
Well, that's the funniest part is that, and I knew it was going to happen, and that's why this podcast is here to, once again, guide the fan base.
That's right. Thought leaders.
But but it's like, I don't want to pay Aaron Nola. And then it's like, well, here are the replacements. Okay, well, maybe I'll pay Aaron. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the replacements also aren't like the greatest in the world.
But it's bad. Honestly, it's a bad free agent class across the board. Like, yeah. A really, really bad, which Dude, is why Nola, I think Hoskins might get some money.
Listen, we like Aaron Nola.
Love Aaron Nola.
The fact that he is, like, no doubt about it, a top three free agent in a class is absurd.
He's probably top two. Yeah. It's probably showier than him.
Yeah. So I just, listen, I think Blake Snell is intriguing. I think he has high upside. I get all that stuff. There's so many red flags with him that I don't love it. I don't love that he had a career year is a 1-8 year.
His career is Cy Young. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't love
his first Cy Young.
I don't love that being in a contract year.
Yeah.
And I don't love the 5 innings thing. And I don't like the walks. And now we know about he was really good in the Kevin Cash start.
So that's what I was about to say is like he has some big time moment starts that were pretty great, including the friggin' World Series, you know?
So as I've finally been able to talk my way through this, I could definitely be in on Blake. Like, definitely could be.
I was about to play devil's advocate and try and throw the other side, and I didn't even need to do it. You just did it yourself.
So I definitely would talk myself into Blake Snell. Yeah. I just want to.
It's pretty nasty.
It took me, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
About three?
Yeah.
When I came in, it was a horrible idea.
Yeah.
And I still would rather pay Jordan Montgomery. I would rather do that. It's enticing, but there is serious risk to it that I'm not a huge fan of.
So, again, I will play devil's advocate. Again, now that you're on board, I guess it's less enticing that way.
Not on board, not
you would,
out on.
You could be on board.
Be the leader of the Blake Snell fan base if they sign him.
Big games. He's had some really big moments in big games. Again, what does he throw? 5 2/3 no-hit ball in the World Series or whatever it was? I mean,
well. Yeah, but no one's in the crowd.
Pretty good. Yeah, true. You know, true. No, you're not wrong. You ain't wrong. But look, he's had some big moments. Again, he's probably going to win a second Cy Young. And I do think that, you know, theoretically, if the Phillies are committed to potentially doing a six-man thing, which we have talked about before, or at least mixing it in throughout the season, you know, maybe you don't need a guy who's going to give you 200+ innings. You know, maybe it's less important to have someone like that if you're going to bring in a guy like Snell and try and manage those innings. Here's what I'll say. I think that, look, you have to get to the playoffs, obviously, to win in the playoffs. But I do think there's an argument to be made that I'd rather have Aaron Nola for 162. I'd rather have Blake Snell for October because his high end and his when he's on and when he goes out, like, he's better than Aaron Nola.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Blake Snell, I feel, did he start game two of the NLCS last year?
Did he start game two of the NLCS?
He had to have.
Yeah,
had,
he must
right?
have. He must have. Yeah, because you did one. So, you Darvish, I mean.
Yeah.
Not
me.
Jack Fred.
Hold
yes.
on. Hold on. Did I miss something?
Yeah, it must have been him. So, you got beat up a little bit then.
We allowed four, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, because we were up 4-0.
Yeah, and then what happened?
I don't remember.
Josh Bell took over.
As he always does.
Dude, it's sick thing.
He's the only guy in the Marlins series. Like, he was roping balls.
Should they sign him?
sure. I would take him in a second.
Yeah, so he started game two. Yeah, he started five innings.
So, yeah, he settled in.
Four earned.
Yeah, he gave up the four in the first, and then he settled in, pitched well after that, which, you know, it's good to see.
Yeah, but all right. So his first start against the Mets, he went 3 1/3, allowed 2 earned.
That's not great.
6 walks, by the way. Yeah. Like
well, that wasn't
out.
His good year. You know, if he had made the playoffs this year.
If it only happened to be a contract year.
If he had made the playoffs this year, he'd probably be great in the playoffs.
Dodgers in game three, he went 5 1/3, struck out 6, only walked 2.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, against 110 win Dodgers.
In game seven, I mean, in game seven, right? Was it game seven or six? The next one that he pitched. It was seven, right?
He didn't pitch again. Yeah.
He didn't pitch again?
No. Dude, they beat the Dodgers in like 5.
Oh, yeah, they did. The Dodgers beat them in 5, I mean, yeah.
The Padres beat the Dodgers in 5.
I'm talking about the World Series.
Oh, yeah. No,
that was 7, right?
No, it was game 6.
Game 6.
Yeah,
okay.
Kevin Cash, the famous story.
I didn't know if it was 6 or 7 was what I was trying to remember.
Who remembers the 2020 World Series?
That's what I mean, the most Mickey Mouse of all. That's the only way the Dodgers could actually win the World Series.
It's the only way Kershaw gets a ring.
I know. It's so Bobo, too. It's really sad. It's a shame.
The shame about Kershaw is that, like, he was so freaking good, man.
Dude, he's one of the three best pitchers of a generation. A generation. We always talk about like Pedro and Clemens and Randy Johnson. Everyone would say, or like Maddox. Like, he's that for this generation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's that great. He's like a no doubt about it, surefire Hall of Famer.
Just could not.
A disaster.
You know what's even better? You know what's even better than that? Is having the closer version of him. Isn't that so fun? Isn't it so fun to have the closer version of Clayton Kershaw on your team?
Right, yeah. At least we don't have him anymore.
Thompson, actually, as I was listening to him on with...
Did you listen
to the cut from the Sharon and Heyman pod?
We played a bunch of them. Like,
I only caught that because it was funny. I finished listening to it on my drive in, turned on the show.
And we were playing it on the show.
I was like, hold on.
Wait a second.
What are we doing here?
I really appreciate how introspective and retrospective he is. He is openly admitting I made mistakes.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, and it makes me feel good, I guess, about going forward.
Of course.
Like next year.
That he won't do the same thing again.
Well, I think the one thing he definitely won't do again, I don't think he's going to be set into a lineup.
That's my point. I don't think he's going to overly trust guys or not necessarily trust the wrong word. I don't think he's going to be averse to change if he feels like change is necessary.
And I do think that, but I do think bullpen wise, he's still probably going to go with trust.
Yeah. That's why you go get a freaking closer. Don't let him make the decision. Be like, oh, it's Bednar time. Boom, we're good. David Bednar's coming. Whoever. Like, don't Alex Lang time. Bring him in. Like, just don't let him make the decision anymore. Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's so funny how much I've evolved as a baseball fan, because when I first started doing this, like, oh, you need to have the fireman come in.
I know. I remember
anyone can close out a ball game.
Sir Anthony, we had to remember that was a big thing with him.
Yeah. And now it's like I would really like
to. I just want to do.
I just want to lock down closer.
Shut it down,
lock
man.
Down.
Yeah, take me back to the 90s. I don't care. Like, yeah. Give me a dude and go on.
Well, man, but it, I mean, look at the
it
team.
It matters. It's mattered 2 years in a row. Yeah. Like, sorry, you know?
It has. And really just having the option of having him would be important. So it's gonna be interesting because, like, Hader's obviously there if they want to just pay Hader.
Yeah, well, he's a free agent, right?
Yeah. He's a free agent. He's still Josh freaking Hader.
Yeah.
He did quit on his team this year.
Which is not great.
But he also, I mean, to his...
But him and Blake Snell, what a tandem to
awesome.
Bring over San Diego.
Hey, you know what you do? Bring in two of the players of the most disappointing team in baseball this year.
Who both seem
and
like...
And trade for Juan Soto.
Kind of like asshats, if we're being honest, you know?
Let's bring in Juan Soto,
I'm risking
too.
My life, bro. Mm-hmm.